Good morning. How God's grace has been evident in my life. So I started thinking about this statement. When I started thinking about this statement, I was overwhelmed with the volume of things that started to come to my mind. When Troy called me and asked if I'd be willing to share with the congregation, he also asked me to have it be about 5 to 8 minutes worth of time. Thus, I had a conundrum, 5 to 8 minutes to share God's grace when there's been so much throughout my life. God's grace is the foundation for everything that takes place in my life. Once I asked Jesus in my heart, I then was under the umbrella of grace provided through him, and there's nothing I can do to earn it or to add to it. It is the greatest gift ever given to mankind. With God's grace, my perspective on the world has grown and changed as I grew closer to Christ. With God's grace, I have the gift of life, of light, in a world that is full of darkness. So I prayed about my talk, and I waited about a week to kind of let things bounce around in my brain, and I came up with a solution that would let me share the highlights of so much grace and stay within the time given. I decided to share with you a chronological list of grace that I have recognized in my life. This is just a very small list of God's overwhelming grace. The list begins with the grace God showed me in giving me the parents I have, and especially my mother, who made sure that she got all 3 of her boys to Sunday school each week while we were young, and then seeing the fruit of her actions with each of us coming to receive Christ as our Savior when we were 12 years old. I also have a sister who came along 12 years after me, who my mom provided a path that would lead her to know Jesus as her Savior as well. Next, God gave me an older brother, who several in the family recognize as somewhat of the Bible answer man. Through my entire life, he was someone whom I have looked up to and followed. Even for this talk today, I called him to talk about grace and to see what his perspective was. What grace to be given a brother who was such an example for me when I was young and still is after all these years later. And then there's my wife, whom I married on June 24th, 1978. That will make 42 years together this month. My goodness, this makes her a saint. She has always been there for me through the good times and the tough times. She is the friend, wife, mother, and grandmother who gives of herself to everyone unselfishly. She is the one perfect woman that God directed my way. I truly do not believe there's another who could put up with my personality. She was a Christian when we met, and she has grown her faith over the years. Having a believer as a wife makes living this life so much easier and sweeter. On January 7th, 1981, God gave me my first daughter, Shayla. And then 3 years later, on August 2nd, 1984, he blesses me with my second daughter, Sherry. Both of my children were healthy, beautiful girls, who grew up to be, as one of my granddaughters, Millie, says, strong, independent women. I realized the grace God had shown me through my children. When you have children, you understand a different, more powerful type of love than you had known prior to them. This is but a glimpse of the love that God has shown to us through the grace extended to us when his son, who was perfect, died so that we might have life. Beginning on May 11, 2006, God started blessing me with grandchildren, starting with Ava, then Isla, Kaylee and Millie, who are both here today, and finally Jet. What an absolute joy it is to have grandchildren. Sometimes God shows his grace by giving us blessings beyond measure. I would consider grandchildren one of those special gifts from God. I am now retired after having several successful careers in my life. It is evident to me that God's hand was involved in each of them, from working for the Santa Fe Railroad, to being self-employed in a pallet manufacturing company, to being a teacher, and then ending my working career as the principal of a K-8 school in Ripon. As I look back, I can see God's grace at work in each of these jobs. Every position I was in, he opened doors and he also shut doors. I never felt alone in my decision making, and I appreciated the shut doors in my life as much as the ones he opened. God was always there, even when periods of time that I had moved away from him. That is what is so amazing about his grace. It is not dependent on me. It was given to me forever, even in spite of my falling away at times. The last thing I'd like to share with you is the grace God provided me when I was told I had prostate cancer in 2017. The fact that I even found out I had cancer was but by the grace of God. On a fluke, and it was a true fluke, I decided to look at getting life insurance policy after I retired. I'd almost come to the conclusion that I would not get the policy. And then, for some reason, there was a little voice in my head that said, go ahead and get it. If nothing else, you will get a comprehensive health checkup for free. Well, the results from the blood work for that policy showed that my PSA was elevated and they would not issue me life insurance policy. Once the doctor confirmed that I did, in fact, have cancer, the feeling I had was surreal. That evening, when I was walking my dogs, I had about a 30-second moment of self-pity. I talked to God, and from that moment on, the feeling of self-pity left, and I felt closer to God. I never felt afraid, and I was good with whatever God had in store for me in the future. During one of my many visits to Stanford, I was having an MRI. I was in the tube, and the MRI was going to take about an hour to complete. I had one of the best prayers with God I had ever had. I knew I would be fine with whatever was to take place in the future. It is an amazing part of God's grace that when you face your most difficult times, you draw so much closer to God. I had a lot of people praying for me during the 2 years of dealing with my health. After deciding what course of treatment to go through, I'm now cancer-free, and every opportunity I get, I want to give all the glory and praise to my God for both physical and spiritual healing. In closing, I would like to read you the commentary from my Bible on Ephesians 1, verses 7 and 8. Grace is God's voluntary and loving favor given to those he saves. We can't earn salvation, nor do we deserve it. No religious, intellectual, or moral effort can gain it, because it comes only from God's mercy and love. Without God's grace, no person can be saved. To receive it, we must acknowledge that we cannot save ourselves, that only God can save us, and that our only way to receive this loving favor is through faith in Christ. Thank you.